How are we, Leah Hart?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on. How are you guys?
Not too bad. I was going through your career today and I was thinking, has Leah thought this? Where the hell would I be without COVID restriction lockdowns in 2020?
I know. I don't know where I'd be. Like, obviously, I always hoped that this would happen, but I definitely didn't plan it to happen like this, you know, to begin during a pandemic on TikTok, which at the time was an app that I didn't really know much about. I think it was only kind of becoming big at the time. And I never really expected too much from it. I was just having fun, you know, posting videos, and quite quickly kind of realized how on that app you can reach literally people on the other side of the world. And yeah, my management found me on TikTok and here we are today, 3 years later. It's mad.
You're gearing up now to move from the medium of social media. You're going now to actually in person, the tour coming up and the sold out gig at the Olympia in Dublin in April. I saw the reaction that you posted on Instagram when you just found out you had sold out the gig. Yeah. For anyone who hasn't seen that, can you explain what it's like to find out that you've sold out such an iconic venue?
Yeah, so I think the Olympia is somewhere, like, it's so iconic, you know, and it's somewhere where you always dream of. Like, I grew up going to gigs there, you know, I've seen Dermot Kennedy play there and so many, like Gavin James, and so many acts that, like, I look up to. You know, you put the show on sale, but I was just happy to be playing it. And obviously I wasn't sure how the tickets were going to go. It's my first Olympia, you know, it's really, really hard to know, especially like after lockdown and are people going to as many gigs. I just wasn't sure. So yeah, when I got the call and I found it like 2 or 3 months before the gig that it had sold out, it was just such an overwhelming feeling. And that was me in that video telling my mum, I think, because we kind of been like, look, if it sells out, if it doesn't, you know, go and have fun. And, you know, it's just so cool that you're playing that venue and stuff. And then when it sold out, it was just like, oh my God. Like, and I always find it mad that when you go to a gig, you know, you have to plan your lifts and what you're going to wear and all this kind of stuff. You take time out of your day to go and watch someone. And like, I'm like, people are doing that for me now. Like, I've done that for so many years. And now there's kids that maybe it's their first concert or I don't know what. And it just, it means so much to me that people, they make an effort to come and see me and hear lyrics that I write and songs that I write. And yeah, it's a really cool, surreal feeling.
I am so excited with what you've achieved already and what you will achieve. If you were stocks, I would invest in Leah Hart. I'd be like, it's amazing what you've done, amazing what you can achieve. But quick question before we finish up. How does news get to you about, hey, you're going to be sporting Lewis Capaldi? Hey, you're going to Live at the Marquee Cork? Hey, the Olympia sold out. How does that news reach you?
I'm lucky that I have an amazing team and great management that are like always been on my corner and back me. So they're the ones that there's two of them. One gives the bad news, one gives the good news. That's kind of how we do it. Bad cop, good cop. So it's funny. I know if I get a call about something and it's from the other one, I'm like, oh, this isn't good. Or you know what I mean? But yeah, a lot of times just screaming down the phone, this just happened. And then we all scream for a second and that's kind of how it goes, really.
Kildare's Leah Hart was formerly an Isle of Irish artist. Really impressed with what she's achieved over the last few years and super excited what she can achieve in the next few years. She's playing a sold out 3 Olympia Theatre in Dublin on April 2nd. And then she's doing a mini tour of the country. She's going to be in Dolans in Limerick on September 8th. She's going to be in, oh yeah, Centre Belfast, September 22nd, and then Munro's Galway, September 23rd. Tickets are on sale now.
How sound is she, to be fair?
Yeah.
Just genuinely sound.
Mm.
And fierce talent.
Part of me does love, too, that she's proud to be from Kildare and to be a Lilywhite. She could be forgiven to be, you know, absorbed by Dublin.
And as, not a bit of
as
it.
Some people on the border
proud
counties
Kildare
have.
People.
You know, I'm from Dublin. But no, she's proud to be a Lilywhite. And she's doing the county proud and herself proud. This is her brand new single, Leah Hart, Don't Tell Me. It is iRadio.
Is it because I'm young? You're leaving me confused, so I'ma put you on mute.
iRadio in the afternoon
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.